This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives gave final approval Wednesday to one of the largest economic stimulus measures in U.S. history, a sweeping $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill that gives President Joe Biden his first major victory in office. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Massachusetts' Richard Neal and other Democrats passed the $1.9 trillion bill, arguing a key belief that spending big can be a cure, not a curse, and the nation needs massive aid to beat the pandemic.
With this seismic legislation, we are delivering much-needed help and relief to millions of our fellow Americans.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says it's not about relief. It's about ramming through things that have nothing to do with the virus.
It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic.
No Republicans in either the House or Senate backed the measure, which will send direct payments to most Americans starting this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week, the first meeting of senior American and Chinese officials since President Joe Biden took office. Blinken and Sullivan will meet with the People's Republic of China's Director of the Office of the Central Commission for Foreign Affairs, Yang Jiechi, and State Councilor Wang Yi on March 18th in Anchorage. Blinken will be making his first overseas trip next week with visits to Japan and South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. A week ago, the Secretary of State declared the relationship between Washington and Beijing is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council agreed on a statement Wednesday to condemn the military government's use of violence against peaceful protesters in Myanmar. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the council's 15 members that includes China. Meanwhile, in Myanmar, security forces continued their crackdown on opposition to the February 1st military coup. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video shows tear gas rising and billowing as protesters disperse. There were also reports of the use of rubber bullets, although no injuries have been confirmed. Earlier, a march got underway with protesters chanting for the end of military rule. Also, Myanmar security forces raided a neighbourhood in the country's largest city that's home to state railway workers who've gone on strike alongside other worker groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Special Rapporteur on North Korea on Wednesday said he has been receiving reports that crimes against humanity might be ongoing in the country. Tomás Quintana presented a list to the Human Rights Council in Geneva that included rape, starvation, murder, extermination, enslavement, and forced abortion.
The human rights situation in the DPR Korea demands once and for all stronger actions by the United Nations.
North Korea boycotted the UNHCR session as its representative did not appear to respond to the report. The head of the UN Food Agency warned after a visit to Yemen that his underfunded organization might be forced to seek hundreds of millions of dollars in private donations in a desperate bid to stave off widespread famine in the coming months. David Beasley told the Associated Press the world needs to wake up to how bad things have gotten in Yemen, particularly for the country's youngest, some of whom he had seen in hospital beds in a Sana'a hospital.
It's a horrific situation. It really is. I went to the best hospital in Sana'a, room to room to room, and I saw children literally dying.
The UN has warned that 16 million people in Yemen, or about one half the country's population, could face serious food insecurity. The European Commission said Wednesday it has secured an agreement with Pfizer-BioNTech for an extra 4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines for its 27 nations to tackle the surge of cases in several areas where COVID-19 hospitalizations have been on the rise. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.